Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Getaway Friday, September 11th, 2020. 9/11/2015 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. And again, today we commemorate 19 years ago today, the horrible attacks of 9/11. But 19 years later, we certainly made it through. Gavin Richards, the guest today, and before we went to break there, we were talking about the Judge Warner case here in Marion, and we had a caller share her opinion on what was going on, also talking about the 20 cents postage due problem, how that happens. We don't really know. So if you want to weigh in on this, feel free, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know we also had phone calls as we were going off the air yesterday, so if there is anything you would like to say on those two topics or anything else, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, and we will be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. All right, Gavin, now, you heard the caller. We didn't get a chance to talk much about it before we were going to break. What did you think of what the caller had to say?
I liked what you had to say. You know, and once again, it's just too early to even... It's just everything is so jumbled and out of proportion at this point. It's just hard to really know what happened. We just have to wait for the court case.
Do you think, though, because this is what I said yesterday, what the charges were filed on Wednesday, don't we have to let it play out before we get such strong opinions, strong emotions, strong feelings, and jumble it all up on social media?
Well, yeah, that's what everyone would like to do, but, I mean, people are just so opinionated now, nowadays, that they just, you know, they just have to get it out there, take it to Twitter, you know, and just, it's, I mean, but they're doing it behind a screen, so they wouldn't even think they'd, you know, be taken seriously or get in trouble for it, you know, those kind of things.
Well, here's what it comes down to. Can a good person do a bad thing and still be a good person?
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that.
So what level do you have to cross to become a bad person?
For you or for me? Like
is it continued bad behavior, or if you have one or two instances where you did something wrong, you were apologetic about it, that's okay. That you know, we do forgive.
Yeah, we do forgive. But I would think continuous, you know, bad behavior is a sign that maybe they're not, you know, getting it.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, what is the definition of a bad person? You know, not a dictionary definition, but what is just a common, what do you consider a bad person to be?
I generally associate bad people with very untrustworthy people. I think a trust is very needed for it to be, you know, morally good in my eyes. You have to have good trust.
Now, what if somebody lies to you once, but then gets right back? Everything else you've known has been true.
I think it really depends on the lie. Because there's definitely, you know, degrees of lying. There's a white lie, and then there's, like, you know, lying about something massive. And, you know, we know a couple of liars, don't we?
I think we do.
We might.
Yeah.
You know, they usually lie about stuff that doesn't matter.
Well, that's it. So is that a... Yeah. So is that a... what is that? When you're lying about something that doesn't matter, can you just overlook that and say,
well, it's
whatever.
Just, if they were to lie about something that I don't really care about, I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong because I just don't want to make it a big deal because I don't really care. Like, okay, cool story. You know, I just wipe it off. I don't really care.
Right. Right. So what is a big lie? What would be an example of a big lie?
Ooh. Like your parents telling you were adopted or something. Like,
yeah, that's a big lie.
That's probably a big lie.
But couldn't you even in that at some point forgive your parents and see why they did that?
At that point, it would be like, okay, then you raised me, so you're my parents. If I was adopted, I would, you know, consider my non-biological parents my parents because they raised me, you know?
Right.
And I know plenty of people who have been adopted that, you know, are like, I love my parents because they raised me, and that's how, you know, they made me who I am.
Well, and life does not come with a handbook.
No.
And sometimes I think, you know, to accuse somebody of being dishonest, what proof in the end do we really have? Because there are a lot of things that are complete misunderstandings and complete one person thought one thing and another person thought another.
Right.
Now, the person who was most hurt by it might think that it was a lie, but it could have been just a misunderstanding.
I think to truly see if it's a, you know, it's a misunderstanding, I think they'd have to have an objective view on it, not just their, you know, those two sides. I think a third person, a mediator would have to come in and, you know, help them with the situation.
Let me tell you, like, I don't want to speak to a particular situation, but let's say this is a situation, and we don't even know what the, let's say you go to somebody and you tell them you're going to do something for them, okay? You tell them that, and then they do something that makes it hard for you to do that, and you go back to them, and you say, listen, I can no longer do this for this reason. Now, are you a liar for saying you would do it in the first place?
No, I wouldn't say that you were lying. Maybe I feel like if you had good intentions in the beginning, which I guess the other person wouldn't know that.
Right, and I think that's what makes them angry.
Right. If you had the intention on going and doing this thing for the person, it would just, you know, it would make you a liar and not necessarily... because you would want to do it, and something comes up, not everybody knows, and that's another thing, just that we don't know, it's too early, you know.
Right.
Back to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, there was an instance once which I found fascinating, because I had somebody, it always comes down to help. People need help with whatever in their life. So somebody needed help with something, and I said I would help them, and totally had the best intention of doing that. And then the person who needed help did something that was very strange to me, that made me think that maybe they don't need this help, that why, maybe I shouldn't be the one providing the help. But I went back to him exactly as soon as I made that decision. I went immediately back to them and I said, listen, I'm not going to do this, and this is the reason why. Now, they get angry, because now you've ticked them off, because you're not going to do it, and then they kind of give you a little chilly, cold shoulder, which really then solidifies, boy, I'm glad I didn't do it, because look at what kind of person they were.
Mm. Yeah, they shown their true colors yeah. After, you know...
Because even though you've been up front with them and said you're not going to do it, they disappear.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they would probably take the high ground and say, well, the reason I disappeared is because you said you were going to do it and didn't. But you know what? You could have strung that out forever. You didn't. You went back and said, I'm not doing this.
Right. And I think it's probably better, you know, in that situation that you did go back because, you know, if it showed who they really were in the end, you know?
And that really does take the edge off of it. Because once they do that, then you know that they kind of really are just full of it.
Well, they're full of it, and at the end of the day, they're like, they kind of deserve it now.
Well, yeah, because you think, why did they come to me for help if in the end they could, you know, write you off altogether?
at the time, maybe they just either they just thought or they might have been hoping to gain something from it, you know, unbeknownst to you.
Ah, that's it. They had something to gain. And that is not a good motivator to get something.
No.
Yeah. So I don't know. Plus, you have those people who just are chilly all the time. It's right. not even necessarily about getting something or not getting something. You know what I dislike the most is when somebody's angry with you, but they never tell you why.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense when people do. I know what you're talking about. I know I've been in that situation, and it's just like, why even? You know, I mean, if you're not going to tell me why you're angry, well, like, then I really shouldn't care about it. Then and then just I guess you could kind of just give them the cold shoulder since they're just going to be angry at you,
right? But you know, if something happened to me outside that made me angry at somebody, which would be very hard to do, I can't even cite an example of it happening, but let's say it happened, something made me angry at somebody else, I would approach them about it, because if it's going to change my friendship with them, I'm at least going to say, this is what has happened. And then we can go from there.
Yeah. I mean, it's best to just be upfront about that sort of thing. To try to fix it rather than just kind of not pay attention to it and just let it drag on forever. Because then it just makes it worse.
After
a while.
That's what causes the big problem.
That's what causes the big problems, yes. Yeah.
And you also notice when people are hiding things. It's not hard in the social media world to figure out when people are hiding things.
I'd almost say it's too easy.
It's very easy. And I know somebody, because I don't pay attention to people's posts, to be honest. I don't comment on people's posts. I don't like them. I don't do any of that. I mean, I see posts every so often because they're just on the news feed. But other than that, I don't pay attention. And I knew at one point that this person, I don't know how you do it, but they're being selective in what posts they're letting you see, even though your friends on Facebook, they're, okay, this one is not going to be available to this person and this one. Now, when you're doing that, okay, first of all, you're putting it on Facebook because you want people to see it. So you can't say exactly like I'm doing this for a private purpose. You're putting it there because you want people to see it and you want people to comment on it. So why are you blocking certain people from it? I think once you do that and the person finds out you're doing that, there's a distrust there.
Right. They have that on Snapchat. I don't know if you know this, but you can take pictures and put it on your story and you can actually just select the people who can see it, and anybody else who's not selected can't see it. It's that sort of thing, but kind of on a, not necessarily on a hiding something scale, but for Facebook, would they just be blocking a singular person or just groups of people?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how that works because I've never tried to do it.
Yeah.
But you're still friends with them, but they can. What is a public post and what is a private post? And I guess if it's a private post, only a select group of people can see it, I guess is my understanding. Or there's certain people you can ban from seeing certain things.
Must be not that important then if we're not going to be able to see it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what happens in that particular situation is then I just completely stop paying attention to them at altogether. Everything they post, because if you don't want me to see certain things, why do I want to see anything?
Yeah, I mean, if the normal stuff you post on there isn't very interesting, why would I care about the stuff you don't show me? I really wouldn't, because I'm not even seeing it in the first place. Right.
People are complicated in that way. And this is what gets back to the Judge Warner thing, is social media is not always the truth.
Not always. I'd say generally not the truth.
No. And my favorite social media post, there are two of them. I like when people take the selfies. And clearly they've gotten made up to take the selfies. And this is more of a girl thing, I hate to say it. The girls get made up to look like they never look in real life. They take the selfie, and what they're trying to get is all those likes and people saying, boy, you look great. Don't you look beautiful? That's great. Now, I've seen guys do that at the gym, which is weird, but that's what they're doing. What reason would you have to post a picture of yourself all dressed up, or a picture of yourself working out, if you did not, you know, you're posting it so everybody can see it. What do you expect from that?
I think, I mean, for people like that, I just, the attention feeds them.
Right. I think that's a very insecure person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah, you're not really representing yourself how you look, you know, on a normal basis. It's kind of a form of lying, honestly. I mean, people at the gym, they kind of look like that always, but, you know, just other stuff like that.
Well, to me, what I always think about when something like that happens, or when people, like couples, post, oh, I'm so happy. You know, I think, you know, this is not really something you have to tell people, so I'm guessing you're trying to convince yourself.
Yeah.
And I always, anytime somebody posts I'm happy or things are great, I think, oh, here comes the divorce.
Right, exactly.
Because now you're trying to convince other people.
Yeah.
Because why else would you do that?
I mean, if I was married happily, I probably wouldn't tell people I was married happily. They could just look at us and be like, okay, those people are married happily.
You would know.
Yeah.
You know, you would not have to tell somebody.
I don't think anybody would really care. It's not their relationship.
No. And that's the funny thing about it is I don't really understand that. That's highly confusing to me.
Yeah. I wouldn't really care either. Like, I'm glad that you're having a good time, I guess. Like, cool story.
But, yeah. But are you?
But yeah. But really, are you? Yeah.
Like, if you go, let's say, a popular one in Ohio, you go to Cedar Point, mm-hmm. and you're taking pictures to say, we had a great time today. Is that what you do when you're having a great time? You stop to take a picture to tell people you're having a great time?
I don't think, all of all the times I've been there, I don't think I've taken a single picture. Because I'm having such a fun time, I forget I have a phone. Like, it's that, if I'm having a fun time, I generally don't look at my phone. And that's just how, which is why I haven't been looking at my phone this whole
time.
Right.
If you're having a, and that is one of the biggest pet peeves in the world of a lot of people, is when they're constantly looking at their phone.
Yeah. I can't do it when I'm hanging out with friends, even. I don't get on my phone, and it's, like, weird. They call me out on it. They're like, okay, what, like, I'm just like, hey, man, I'm sitting here vibing, having a good time, and you're all on your phones, like, I'm just trying to have a good time here. You guys not having a good time, you know?
Well, are they talking to somebody who they'd rather be with? I don't understand that.
Mostly today, it's probably just scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or doing whatever. It's just kind of tinkering kind of thing, if we're just in the lull of conversation.
I don't. It's sad to me because I look at these people. I was having a conversation last night, and I thought this was a fascinating conversation about how jealousy works.
Okay.
Now, you have to think. Let's say you, and usually it happens in relationships. Let's say you're in a relationship, and it's going badly. And if things were going good, it wouldn't end.
Right.
Okay, things are going badly, and it ends. And then the person you're with find somebody else. Now, immediately, you get a twinge of jealousy because now they're with somebody else. But what you never think about is that person has not changed. It's not like they're different with somebody else than they were with you. So all the things that annoyed you about them now are happening to somebody else.
Right. Yeah, jealousy is a weird thing. I really don't get jealous of a lot of things because I don't really have a reason to, but in the relationships, it's jealousy can ruin a lot of things.
Oh, that's the main one, I think.
Yeah. Especially if you break up and, or whatever, and they get with somebody else, like you said, they're not any different.
No, that same person.
Yeah. I guess it just, you know, it's a powerful thing, you know, jealousy.
Well, I think it's because it's an involuntary emotion.
Right.
You don't say, well, I'm going to be jealous today.
Yeah, you don't wake up in the morning, a little bit of jealousy here.
And I think also it's the idea that it's like when you're a kid with your toys. You know, these are my toys, and I don't want anybody else to play with them, even though I'm not playing with them.
Right. It's sad that people have to, you know, be jealous, and it's unfortunate. So
I just know too. Sometimes distance and time cause that problem because you think, you know, this is what people think. Because the conversation I was having last night with the person was that they were kind of feeding this to me, and it was, oh, I'm so mad because I'm not talking to this person now, and I know they're just out having a great time. And I said, well, were they having a great time when you were spending a lot of time with them? And they said, no. They were unhappy. They were stressed out. They were having financial problems, so on and so forth. I said, they're still having those. You know, why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. They're still having the same problems. It's just maybe they're in a toxic relationship. And, you know, that's not good for anybody. And,
Well, I have talked forever about people's circles. Look at sometimes. Here's the problem. Toxic people are the people who will be there every day. That's why they're toxic. You know, they are the people who will call you every morning. They're the people who will message you every day. They're the people who make an effort to keep that relationship going because they want to be in there, causing all that havoc.
Right.
It's the people who are not making the effort every day who are non-toxic just by definition because they're not following you all the time.
Yeah, I think someone who would be messaging you all the time is kind of just overbearing. A relationship to go smoothly, within the bounds of a relationship, you have to have each other's space sometimes. You have to give each other space.
But yeah, it's interesting to me how people's circles don't change. And then they wonder why their life never changes.
Because their just personality doesn't change. They just stay the same the whole time.
They're the same person. I mean, yeah. Look at who your group is.
Right.
What would change there? You know, if you don't change... I always love the saying, if you're the smartest person in your group, get a new group.
I'm definitely not the smartest person in my group. Well, and I love that.
Well, that's... Because you're not going to learn anything. You know what these people are going to do. You know how far you can push them. There's no mystery there.
Right. That's just why I think marriage is a sham, I think.
Well, I know a person... And I won't say their name, but I know their pattern because I've seen it happen so many times. They get into a tough spot, then they make a really bad decision.
Rational decision.
Yeah, a really bad decision to fix that problem. Now, they don't think it's bad at the time. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But they make a decision to fix that problem. Then... 2 or 3 months later, they realize the error of what they've done, and they're back to square one.
Oh, man. People.
That's people.
Yeah. That's people, man. That,
most things in life are secular.
Yeah. That's just how people work, man. That's just what's be happening out here.
It is, and it's sad.
It is sad. It's sad to watch as a spectator, knowing that there's really nothing you can do about it for them being toxic.
Not until they grow.
Yeah, they have. I mean, honestly, the best way for them is for them to realize they're toxic. But a lot of the times, I feel like toxic people have like an ego, like a big one, and I think that's like probably one of the biggest points of a toxic person. I'd say is their huge inflated ego. But I don't know.
Well, I was having the conversation, was it yesterday, one day this week, about people who, because it came back to this whole selfie thing on Facebook.
Gotcha.
Is, let's say people who are good looking, and beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but people who consider themselves good looking or get hit on a lot or whatever, those type of people. Okay, you have that, but it doesn't last forever. There does come an age where everything sits in and that goes away. What do those people do? Because let's say all your hangers-on are really there just because of the way you look. And that does happen. You know, I wish some of those people would be honest and look at a person and say, would that person be here if I looked awful? And if the answer is no, honestly, why are they there now?
Yeah, it's that saying that if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, would they still stick around after you turned all ugly and gross?
No, they wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
They wouldn't.
Not if that's why they liked you. because of your Instagram posts or your Facebook posts.
Right.
No, there's no way.
Right. And basing anything in that is ultimately going to be a disaster.
It's just, it's a skewed view of them. It's not even, that's like Photoshop almost, basically.
Right. What do you like about them? What do you like? What are they bringing to your life? And then you get, 45, 50 years old, and that's not there anymore.
Yeah, what do you get from a static picture of them
nothing.
All fit up for an Instagram post? No, nothing.
And do you end up developing your other skills in life? Do you develop your personality? Do you develop your sense of humor? Do you develop those things that other people like?
Not if you surround yourself around people who are the yes men and take everything you say, because you're beautiful at the time. No, I don't think.
And my favorite of the whole bunch is the people who start off not looking so great and then really work at trying to look good, going to the gym all the time, going to the tanning bed or putting the fake tanner on, putting the makeup on if you're a girl, dyeing your hair a different color, doing everything you possibly can to get attention.
Yeah. Well, would you say that was a bad thing or no?
Yeah, I think it is, because I think all you're looking for is attention. So, yeah, you might get attention because you've done all that.
Right.
But what kind of attention is that?
If you're doing all that to yourself, who are you at the end of the day? You're kind of just pretending to be somebody else.
Right. Well, and who were you before?
You wouldn't remember at that point.
Right. Right. Were you just somebody who didn't measure up?
To other people, I suppose so. I guess if you base your opinion of yourself on how other people think of you.
Which so many people do.
And it's unfortunate. It's sad to watch people do normal people things because it's depressing.
Well, it is. We as human beings are just not wired right. Like I say, it is funny. I love the conversation I had last night with this person because it is true. And once you realize that you really shouldn't miss people who are gone, because the reason they're gone is because it was there was something they were doing that was bad. And you act like that mystically disappears with somebody else. All of a sudden, they're not being bad anymore. They've turned into a perfectly perfect person. They don't.
No. Well, I guess out of jealousy, you really wouldn't see that. You just only see them having a good time on their posts.
That's right.
Because that's all that you're really looking at because you're so fueled by jealousy.
There are very few people who I go out of my way to contact. And it's for that reason, because I think sometimes, I'll tell you something. Recently, there is somebody who I became. I've known him for a long time, but we didn't really talk. And recently, we've just become friendlier. I don't know why. We just have, which is always a nice thing. You got to have friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what I have noticed is, and this is something you would only notice in the social media world,
gotcha.
Is that it used to be that every so often I would just check on them. I would say, hey, how you doing? And that would be about the breadth of the conversation. But now, recently, they message me first. They're the first ones to message. And it's usually telling me what's going on in their day or what's... So now I feel like that's grown closer because why would you do that? Obviously, I'm crossing their mind at some point in the morning.
Yeah.
I want to cross everybody's mind at some point in the morning.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do I cross your mind in the morning?
All the time.
That's all you need.
All the time.
All you need. Now, again, phone lines are open. If somebody wants to call in and say something, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's an interesting subject. If you have a departure in your behavior, your daily behavior, is it strange for somebody to say, what's wrong?
If you're obviously having a bad time and you are if you're showing, talking and very
not
gloomy.
Talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I would generally go ask people if they need to talk about something. Because, I would hope someone did that for me because I would probably need to talk about something. And if they didn't want to talk about something, I would respectfully say, okay, that's their deal. I mean, they have the right to tell me what's up.
Can you have a departure in your behavior and something not be wrong?
I guess a departure in your behavior could be.
Can you just say, "Well, I'm busy. I'm busy." Now, I'm not talking one day. Right. I'm talking like a series of weeks.
Okay.
You have a departure in your behavior. Can you just write that off and say, "I'm just busy"? Maybe this is somebody with a departure in their behavior.
Perhaps.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Your departure in behavior topic.
I thought you said my departure in behavior. I thought maybe I'm having one.
Is it?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of. You get to hear me every morning. I don't know.
True. It's kind of a vague thing, but I have a very small story.
Oh, go ahead.
With that topic. I've got a friend that I've known since high school, 30 years. And we would communicate. She lives in another town. We'd communicate on Facebook, and she would send me emails. And it got to where I would message her, got no response. Even emailed her, and thinking, maybe she's not on Facebook as much. Let me email her. And I could see that she was reading things but not responding. So after a while, you kind of take a personal. So I kind of just wrote her off. And about a year later, she emailed me and said, why have you ghosted me, pretty much? And I said, I told her. I had messaged you, gotten a response, and I just figured that, I didn't know what was wrong. So she, I found out, has some pretty major mental issues, bipolar, schizoaffective disorder, that kind of thing. And I had just assumed that she had some kind of beef with me for whatever reason and didn't want to talk to me anymore, and I took it personal and shouldn't have. So maybe things are not always what they seem. And, maybe we should try to reach out a little bit more to see.
But I guess, like in your particular case, how do you end up pulling it out of somebody? Because she was not responding. You have no way of knowing she's having those issues. She's not telling you. So what do you do?
And I was mad. I was like, I've given you no reason to be mad at me. What is going on? So we had a lot of talks after that, and I felt bad that I was mad at her. But, whatever, like you say, what other choice did I have?
Right.
I think the bottom line is people need to communicate more. Had she messaged and said, hey, I've got some issues going on. She didn't need to go in detail if she didn't want to then. I would have been fine with that. But just not knowing, and after multiple times, you're kind of left with no choice but to say, hey, what's going on with this person?
Well, do you believe, because I think this is a big question, if you have a departure in your attitude, we all have busy days. We all have busy weekends. I can go with that. But when you if your behavior is over a period of weeks and somebody asks you what's wrong, and let's say they do respond, but the answer is, I've been busy. Is that really a logical answer?
But see, that you're being too vague. What's the behavior that's changed?
Just distance.
And that's not an issue. I people get busy, and I have friends that, will go weeks without talking, and I know that it's because they're busy and I'm busy, but again, it comes down to communication. Why can't that person say, hey, I'm busy?
Well, I guess here's my thing.
Do you really owe it to that person? Do you owe it to that person to say, I don't know?
Well, here's the thing. It's not so much. I think here's the catch 22 in this whole thing. It's not that they're just truly busy, if they're just truly, I don't know, working overtime or whatever, that's okay. I mean, you're allowed to do that. There's no problem there at all. But what the worry is that there is such a departure in the behavior that you clearly feel that something is wrong. And how then do you ever decipher between somebody covering something up and saying they're busy and there being a real problem?
Right. Now, is this a friend? that you're talking about, if this was a friend, I would think that they need to communicate with you, you know, that something's going on, or, again, to me, it all comes back to communication.
Well, all I know
is... if it's not there, then...
Well, and
I don't know what you do.
And I'm talking about, like, you're talking about Messenger and email. It's not like I'm talking to this person on the phone. So
right.
It's like, see, the busy thing doesn't work for me when it comes to Messenger. Because if I say, you know, hey, what are you up to? Now, is your answer really just to ignore that and then come back three days later and go, I'm busy?
Yeah, I mean, that's just rude. I mean, it takes 10 seconds to respond to a message and say,
that's why I believe it's more of a departure in the behavior. It's not just busy.
Right. Yeah, now if that's going on, then there's definitely an issue somewhere. Does that person have animosity towards you? Or are they...
Well, how could anybody have animosity toward me?
Right?
I know.
Really?
That would be foreign. I don't even know how that could happen. But you know what? And then there are certain people who I absolutely know why I'm not talking with them at the current time. But I'm okay with that. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
If they're angry, God bless them.
I mean, life goes on.
Do you have any idea about the postage due thing? Did you hear this whole thing?
That baffles me. It sounds to me like it probably is the wedding invitation. They're usually heavier. She probably didn't put enough postage on. They didn't catch it at the post office, her post office. I don't know. Why wasn't it caught when she mailed it? Don't they weigh that stuff before it's sent to the recipient?
Well, you know, that's what I did go out and look at it again during the break. It does not need a signature. It's not a big... They even have a spot for big envelope. It's not a big envelope. It's just a letter. And it's 20 cents.
Is there a return address on it?
No. No, it just...
That's why.
Well, but...
So they couldn't bill her. They couldn't say, hey, you still owe 20 cents on this because... They didn't know where it came from. So they're going to hit you up for it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there is a return address. I have not seen the letter.
I've just
got this piece of paper that says the reason we could not deliver this letter is because there is 20 cents postage due.
Interesting. Unless they didn't want to... If there's a return address, if they send it back to that person... They'd have to pay the 20 cents, resend it. It delays you getting it. So maybe this is kind of a courtesy, even though you're being billed, for you to get it faster. I don't know.
Well, it was just odd because, you know, I've gotten those things before because sometimes you do get certified mail or they don't want to leave a package, like a package will require
sure.
a signature. You know, I've gotten all that. I've never seen 20 cents... postage due because I don't even know how you mail something without paying full postage because they look at where you're mailing it. That's how they get the price of what it's costing.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, like you said earlier, she probably just threw it in the mail, didn't put enough postage on it. Somewhere along the way, it didn't get caught on her end and stick you with the bill.
But you know what? It's awful though because 20 cents is not a lot of money. But what it is, it creates a little bit of anxiety because I really don't know what it is, even though I'm sure it's because it's not certified mail, so it's not like I'm going to prison or something. So,
right.
But it's just like, what in the world? How does that happen?
Yeah, it sounds like a glitch in the system to me. That to me should not happen.
Are you enjoying the show this morning? We're a little lighter this morning.
I am. It's nice to hear a fresh voice, so yes.
Rather than an old voice like mine, the one that's here every day?
Well, I mean...
I know.
It's nice to change it up now and then.
You got to.
Yes.
You got to. Well, hey,
life is all about variety.
Your points are very well made, and I thank you for calling in.
Okay, have a good Friday.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. There, you got a compliment.
Oh,
I was waiting for you to say something. Break in and say thank you, lady.
No,
she's listening. You can tell her now.
I do appreciate it. My voice is you know, young and spry.
Like my old and tired after doing this. Yeah. It's past the time.
Oh, geez. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it.
Well, it's interesting. I like having conversation. I believe people who are really listening to radio, they want to hear a conversation.
Like I said, we could just have if we took these mics away, it would just be us at work.
Same thing.
Every single day. Well, every day that we work together.
Every day.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. If you'd like to weigh in on anything, this conversation, or pose another topic, feel free. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it out. Now, we're going into the Royals next hour because we're getting close to the end of this hour, but what were we talking about? People's personalities.
The differing in personalities, the change in personalities, yes.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I believe that people, I just don't know if it's busy. Now, I'm okay if even people are taking a break from life or whatever they're doing. Just say that.
Right. Yeah. For mental health, I feel like it's kind of hard. Maybe they just don't want to put it out there at that time. It was kind of like a soft topic. But I don't know. It could be a variety of different things, but it's ultimately just up to them whether they want to tell anybody or not.
See, for me, what it really comes down to is people who listen to this show. If you listen to this show, I like you. And if you don't, we're iffy. It's going to take a little more work for me to like you.
Yeah. Good thing I listened to the show.
You listened to the show. So that's how you became a guest.
Look at where I am now.
Look at where you are now. It's always uphill. Now, let's see. What do we go? We're going to talk about the Royals because it's a fascinating thing, and we talk about this a lot.
I love the Royals.
Well, you've got to. We're going to spend the whole next hour talking about them because they drive American sales, and I still am not really sure. Sales magazines.
Yeah.
And I'm really not sure why. Well, and we'll get into that.
Yeah. And I just think that just for the start of it, it's just people here love them as much as people who they rule over love them. It's like if she dies tomorrow, that country shut down.
Oh, it would be bigger than a pope.
Way bigger than a pope.
Which has been around longer than any pope.
I think, Eisenhower was in?
Yeah, I think the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
That's a long time to be around.
Well, she's been around since the beginning of time, so.
And will be around at the end of time.
That's right.
You don't see her wearing a mask.
Well, what? The queen?
Yeah, no, she ain't doing that.
Not the queen. No. Are you kidding me?
The story this week is she's retiring.
Well, how is she supposed to smile? How is she supposed to get her smiling if she's wearing a mask?
I don't know. She never smiles. It's a weird thing.
Well, there's been rare occasions. It's like a blue moon.
And it only comes every blue... How often does a blue moon come? Very rare was for a blue moon. But, you know, I do think that departures in people's personalities do have to be watched. Because sometimes people are going through rough things, like the caller just said. Her friend was bipolar and schizophrenic and all those sort of things.
Yeah.
And you don't know because people aren't going to offer that information to you. So sometimes you got to just beat it out of them.
Right. And if it's differing personality to where it's like you think they're going to do something, I think that's at that point you should probably step in and maybe kind of, you know, mosey their way out of it, help them. But, I mean, if they just don't want to tell you, it's probably best that they keep it to themselves. Especially, I mean, if you are not that important for them to tell them to you, I mean, that's just up for them to decide, really. I mean, it's not anything your fault. It's just like, that's a very...
Let people suffer in private.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a very hard topic to kind of like, start talking about.
Right, but I mean, are you a bad friend if you don't? Isn't that the difference between a friend and an acquaintance? You do try to get people's information. You do try to beat it out of them.
Right, yeah. There's definitely been times when my friends have not liked me because I try to help them out with their problems too much, you know, and they just don't. I mean, but that's just how I am. And it's all, I mean, again, people are different. Everyone's different. So, you know, you're going to get different reactions from different people, especially if you're trying to get in their problems, get in their head and see what they're about.
Well, and I also think people hate to look vulnerable. And I think that sometimes telling that you have a problem makes you vulnerable.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it makes, I mean, admitting you have some sort of weakness definitely leaves you vulnerable.
And when you're supposed to be a strong person and that's the idea that you're putting out to everybody, well, it's contradictory, but people really don't care.
I mean, people just got to stop pretending to be someone they're not. It's just sad.
And on that note, we are going to break and come back with talk about England and the royal family and so much to talk about there. There's a whole bunch of those people.
Oh, there's so many.
Meghan,
I love them all, though.
Harry, the Queen, Charles, Philip, and the whole bunch when we come back in about 10 minutes.
It is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States' interest and the safety of our citizens.